I step into my sky-high shoes and hope that I can stay upright tonight. I slide the mask on and pull up the hood of my cloak, pulling it tightly around me. If I get caught in public like this, I'll get done for indecent exposure. I wander across to the party, wondering what he's going to be wearing. I have no idea. We decided not to discuss our outfits. I'm looking around to see how many people are in the room, how many are wearing masks and hoods. How am I going to find him? I decide to walk to the bar to get a drink while I try and suss out where he is. Just as I'm reaching for my glass of wine, a chest presses against my back and two arms cage me to the bar. I giggle and begin to turn. The chest presses more strongly against me, forcefully pushing me back to the bar. I whimper and close my eyes and wait to see how this will work. One of the hands leaves the bar and grips my hip. The other reaches for my hand with my wine glass, takes the glass out of my hand, puts it on the bar, rises to my shoulder and guides me across the room. I whimper, and as I do, he picks up the pace. We head across the hallway and into a room. The lighting is very low. I can barely make anything out. His hands leave my body for a moment while I hear the door close and lock. I start to turn again before I'm slammed with that chest, pushing me over towards a bed. The hand from my shoulder rises to the base of my neck and pushes, bending me over at the waist, my cloak completely concealing me for now. The cloak is then pushed to the side, the hand on my hip lifting and then dropping it back over my shoulder, exposing my incredibly short dress. As I'm bent over, it's exposing my tiny panties and tops of my stockings. I hear a deep groan behind me and I chuckle. I then feel fingers sliding down my spine all the way to my ass before moving down to my panties. The panties are then ripped off me, and before I have a chance to protest, two fingers are thrust confidently inside my dripping wet pussy. Oh. The fingers begin to slowly slide in and out of my dripping wet cunt. Oh, picking up the pace before disappearing completely. I begin to whimper. I hear another chuckle before I hear the zip going down on his trousers. And then I hear the trousers hit the floor. And as I'm bent over and wide open, I feel the nudge of the tip of his cock against my pussy lips. His hands tighten on my hips, hard enough to leave bruises. And in one swift movement, I'm impaled on a thick, hard, throbbing cock. Oh, I can feel his hips bouncing off my ass as he's pounding away at my pussy. I bury my head into the bed to try and hold back the murmurs, screams and whimpers This is no gentle lovemaking. This is pure animal fucking. He pounds away at my pussy, digging his hands in harder and harder. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, I whimper and then shout, I'm gonna come, just before I explode. I feel his cock pulse and twitch and throb inside of me before feeling rope after rope of hot sticky cum flood deep into my pussy. Collapsing onto the bed with him still inside me, we lay panting, gasping. After a few moments, he pulls out and rolls to the side and pulls me into his arms. I start to giggle as I try to remove his mask. I look up and I don't see the face I was expecting to see. I was expecting to see my husband's face. The face that I see looking back at me with a big grin is that of my son, shocked and a little horrified. I begin to apologize. I didn't know it was you. I thought it was... He gently shushes me with a finger on my lips, brings his mouth down to my face, gives me a very gentle kiss before leaning across and whispering in my ear, I knew it was you. I was desperate.